In Hawaii, we have a plant species that single-handedly kills off our native birds, plants, and fish, while also destroying our shorelines and culturally significant fish ponds.
Mangroves are a shoreline plant, often seen in tropical climates. They thrive in saline or brackish water and have a high salt tolerance. They're one of the only plants known to be able to handle toxic levels of salt. Mangroves are found on the edges of forests on saltwater coasts.
Also known as Rhizophora mangle, the red mangrove was introduced in 1902 and now covers at least 25 acres in Hawaii. I'm Zach.
I'm Reese.
I'm Schaefer.
Today we'll be talking about mangroves, their effect on Hawaii shoreline ecosystems, and how we can counteract the invasive species.
What we lose with the mangrove forest being so far out, we lose this little 2 feet deep, 1 feet deep, 6 feet, 6 inches deep. Yeah? We lose this really shallow bank. Because if you were to walk out over there, it's 4 feet deep. Because the baby fish swim around the pond. Grassy area where it's shallow, they're pretty safe because they can kind of come up here and hide from the predators. Then they gotta go around the mangrove forest. And once they get out into that 4 feet deep water, they're sitting ducks.
That is Kanaloa Bishop. He works at the He'ia Fish Pond as an educator.
The mangroves were brought in as an attempt to hold back loose soil in heavy rains and to prevent coastal erosion. However, the roots contribute to decreased water quality and water flow, which results in flooding, especially in heavy rainfall seasons.
There is an increased amount of organic matter in the water, which results in oxygen being taken up and poor fish habitation, which causes obnoxious odors. Due to their root structure, mangroves cause soil sedimentation, water stagnation, and flooding.
As fish ponds were being phased out, mangroves grasped the opportunity to take over the fish ponds. Now, with the conservation of He'ia Fish Pond, we can see how much damage has been done.
That area, again, that I'm talking about, where the stream and the ocean meet, yeah? That's super important around Hawaii for us to have these brackish waters. The aholehole and the mullet, they come up in this area because all the things that the baby fish like to eat grows very well in these brackish water areas. Just 10 years ago, this whole waterway right here was choked out by mangrove trees that created a barrier, really, and a lack of flow. Mangrove has ability to grow in salt water. Not many plants do, which allows them to push further and further.
The He'ia Fish Pond is not alone. There are just under 450 fish ponds across Hawaii, and most of them share the same issues.
So what is the He'ia Fish Pond doing?
And so by removing the mangrove and planting the native plants that those native birds are used to living in, the birds find their way home. And they fly around and find where they're most comfortable. So when we reestablish our native plant ecosystem, that helps to reestablish the other native, not only birds, but also the native fish benefit from having native plants. Also the native insects.
Mangroves are being replaced with native plants, such as milo and ai, to help preserve the fish pond and restore it to its former state.
Mangroves damage Hawaii's shoreline ecosystems. Replacing them with native plants and phasing them out as a whole can be very beneficial to Hawaii. Native plants bring back native fish and birds, which were previously around before the mangrove takeover.
What can we do to combat the invasive mangrove species?
So what you can do as a beachgoer is really to just find the seedlings as they wash up. Yeah, you go around and you just bust them up. Yeah, and then there's another one and you're going to just dig it up and break it up. They're only a foot and a half tall now, but in 20 years, they'll be 30 feet tall. Getting down there and pulling these out now means if we get them when they're a foot and a half tall, that's way easier than waiting till they're 40 feet tall. Because then we're going to need chainsaws to do that work. Yeah, so create awareness. Go out and pull some if you have a favorite beach. Make sure your favorite beach or stream is not becoming overgrown with the mangrove.
As a beachgoer, you probably have seen mangrove seeds. They are green and brown in color and have a pointy tip at one end and a bulb on the other. A mangrove tree can drop hundreds of seeds. When they wash up, snapping them in half means that they cannot germinate.
Thank you, Kanaloa, for taking the time to meet with us and help us gather more information about mangroves.
If you would like to learn more about the He'ei'a Fish Pond and the work being done, visit paipaiohe'ei'a.org.
Even the smallest steps we take can contribute to helping restore the native plants and animals that were previously here across Hawaii and its fish ponds. Thank you for listening to our podcast and have a great rest of your day.